part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
That's right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 82, part one.
Who's singing this fine version? It sounds like
I have no idea.
Preston Buttons in the Word Whore.
I don't know, man. But if you're listening right now, well, it'll be a day later, too. The Bears win, man. They're NFC champs.
That is unbelievable to me, John.
And everybody said they couldn't do it, man.
Unbelievable.
Rex would not take them.
Well, I got to tell you, John, the first half, if I was a Saints fan, I would have been so goddamn pissed off because it seemed that every call, even when the call wasn't correct and when they reviewed it, it still went the Bears' way. And from my opinion. So the Bears are up 16 to nothing?
Yeah.
And the Saints come back at 16 to 14 at halftime? Then do they take the lead in the second half? No. They came back 16-14. That was at the beginning of the second half. Big, long drive. And I'm like, wow, I don't think it's going to happen. What's going on? But Rex Grossman exceeded all my expectations, John.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous at all.
No, I wasn't nervous. I kind of was nervous because if the Bears lost, yeah, I don't know if we'd be doing a podcast or not.
You'd have to deal with me.
Right. And you still seem kind of cranky. The Bears won and you still seem a little bit cranky.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Cranky, example. You know.
I'm a little under the weather. Actually, I'm kind of tired, too. Mm. See, let's see. Yesterday, I went to took the kids to Chinese buffet, the Chang Jang, Chinese buffet,
Jing Chong.
And you know, I don't know what it is about that food, but it just wreaks havoc on me.
Goes right through you. Cleans
you out. No, it doesn't. It stops halfway through and just starts, you know, like somebody's fighting. Like there's a UFC championship going on inside me, Ultimate Fighting Challenge going on, and it's just brutal. And so the kids go to bed at 10, I go to bed at 10:30, and part of the reason I went to bed early is because I was so excited about today. You know how you just want to sleep and hurry up and get to the next day real quick?
Right.
Like Christmas.
I know that.
And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to watch the game. But I forgot that I had to go to church today.
Church?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
I don't go to church. I mean, I don't go normally.
Why
but,
today?
It was a christening for Joe's son, our first guest.
So you had to go out to St. Charles?
No. He did it here locally.
Nice.
Local Lutheran church. And his sister, christening for their son, too.
Oh, a double christening.
Yeah, double christening.
That's convenient.
Yeah. And
are you the godfather?
No.
Oh.
No, I think I'm the godfather of one of his other sons. Anyway, so I walk in and Brian's dad is right behind me, who we've been trying to get on the show. And his dad pokes me and he says, you know, I already told my wife since you walked in that we're going to head for the arches if the roof starts caving in. Because they, you know, they know my...
You're atheist.
I'm an atheist.
Background.
I'm not sure they know that, but they've heard me talk about it, I think, from time to time. So, yeah, it was, I got to tell you, man, I wanted to crack up, man. It's bad of me, I guess, but
at the ritual,
yeah,
christening.
Well, not the christening part. You know,
the advertisement for God.
Well, it was a sermon. It was a regular mass or whatever you call it. And we had to go through the whole thing, the hymn singing and standing and sitting and all that crap. And then the preacher, he's a reverend, I guess, because he can get married. But they do this thing, they do the advertising. They start out with a thing called the Great Hymns of the Church, and the organist plays, and then the parish concerns, and there's a prelude in C by J.S. Bach.
Nice.
Johann. Then there's call to worship, and then introit. What star is this? I guess it's another tune. Another hymn. We would see Jesus. And then the invocation and the Lord's Prayer. And then, you know, and you gotta talk back. You know, so somebody says something, and you say, it says, praise God, O servants of the Lord. And then the people say, may the name of the Lord God be praised.
So when you say the people say that, that's because you exclude yourself.
Everybody but me.
Do you move your lips or anything?
No,
or just...
no, I just kind of start giggling. And then they go into the Sunday tidings, the talent for sale. I don't know if they got hookers or...
It's so blasphemous of you, especially when we have God on our show.
Yeah, sorry, but, you know. then there's a Bible study. And the thing about it is, I know this preacher guy, and he's into archaeology and history. And I noticed here... where they wrote about Bible study that he leads coming up, they're studying the first two topics will be between the Testaments, the Greco-Roman world, 300 BCE/BC. So he uses before Common Era, or if you like, before Christ. And then between 100 CE/AD. So
what's wrong with
100
that?
Common Era. Or after death. No, I think that's great. He kind of recognizes that some, I don't know, maybe some people don't believe in God and go to his church. I don't know.
No. Before Christ or before Common Era, there was 4,000 years of history before then, John. Everybody knows that. And he's an archaeologist to date those finds correctly because Satan, you understand, deceives our scientific archaeologist in believing that it's 4 million years old.
Right.
When it's actually 3,000 years old.
Right. Right again, Scott. What was I thinking? And then he gives, there was like a sermon. And the sermon, let's see if I can find it. The sermon, he called it Put Out Into the Deep.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like that too, but it didn't turn out that way. Anyways, he reads, he's into folk music, so he talks about a folk singer, and then he talks about this folk singer who was really into sailing, and like a merchant marine sailor. And the folk singer, another folk singer after he died, wrote a song about him, and he wrote about him being, you know, traveling out into the deep, sailing into the deep. And then he went on this diatribe about how we all kind of live in our comfort zone and we need to travel out into the deep. You know, we need to get out of that comfort zone. And I thought that was kind of cool. Until he, like, tried to bridge that with the show. God damn it, I knew I should have wrote this down. The show Grey's Anatomy. He loves the show Grey's Anatomy and how there was a scene where somebody was dying of cancer and all this stuff. And the one doctor or the intern was the son of this guy. And he goes to this great doctor who was a surgeon, says, what can we do? Here's his chart. What can we do? And the doctor looks at it and his organs are failing and all this stuff. He says, all we can do is I can hope with you. And we can say a prayer. Okay, that's great. But
so pretty much nothing.
Nothing. So,
except it's TV, right?
But he says that was kind of going into the deep, and having faith is part of that, not being in your comfort zone, reaching out with your faith, and that's, how do I want to say that?
I don't know.
Reaching out with your faith is like reaching into the deep, you know, the abyss.
That's right, John. It's either sink or swim.
Yeah. But I couldn't get that. I think the whole faith thing is being in your box and questioning and being skeptical. Not your box, Scott. Your
of course.
Vagina.
Not I don't let very many people into my box.
Comfort zone. Could you stop making that
my
fucking
steamy
noise?
Box.
Just pop the top and drink the beer.
I'm working
God
on it.
Damn it. So, I was really lost in his sermon. Although I thought it, the way he told the story, I was riveted.
Good storyteller, huh?
Yeah, but then he got to that thing and I went, wait a minute, I'm lost here. I wanted to say, stop, can you back up a minute? I have a problem with your example, your metaphors here. They don't stack up right.
Well, you know, when you're telling that story and about the singing, and they got song and this song and that song, and everybody sings along, and I was at a funeral and the same thing happened, a lot of songs.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably how the church survived through the millennia.
Back in the day,
you know, because there was no TV and MP3s and iPods and all this shit that we got today.
Yeah.
But they got to start thinking about how to lure the kids in because...
It was pretty empty.
Yeah, it's gonna crumble if they don't... You know who successful is like a Willow Creek and the way that they spread the message.
They got like a live rock band.
But these traditional churches where it's the singing and the blah, you know, that worked a thousand years ago, but it's not going to work today.
Well, I got to tell you, their choir was awesome. I mean, they had the harmonies down and everything. And my daughter, there's a part where they are doing like a retard, and then they crescendo. So they're like, la, 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 la. And then, like really loud. And she looks at me and she says, Dad, that was kind of scary. And everything about that church was a little spooky. Especially as you look straight ahead. Now, it wasn't like the church I used to go to, a Catholic church. The school I went to, a Catholic school, I got kicked out of it. And, you know, they had the cross up there with the Jesus on it, with his head turned sideways and blood coming out of his hands and feet. And, you know, that was a little spooky. This one was nicer, but it had the 12 stations of the cross depicted in the stained glass above it. And if you look closely, you could see Jesus is getting the crap kicked out of him. And, you know, carrying the cross around and stuff. And then finally, you see him on the main big chunk of glass, all nailed up there and stuff.
Well, so and then the whole creepy hell thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of spooky.
And the, just the old shit all carved the way it is. It's just, yeah, it's scary. It's very, you know, I don't know.
You sound like Mr. Spool giving a movie review.
I don't know. It's like, you know.
Whatever. I don't know.
The Bears.
So, yeah, the Bears swim today. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. We get done with the christening, which was about an hour and a half. Well, the christening was like 10 minutes, but the whole other stuff.
Hey, you got to stay for everything.
And I don't remember that the last time when I was like the godfather. I think it was just a christening and that's it. There was no, the whole church wasn't filled with people. But this time it was a little different. Then we had a luncheon kind of thing. And you know, after a while the kids just get really annoying. They can't sit for more than an hour and then they just start freaking out. So I'm like, we gotta go, Jesus Christ. And the food is still coming and still coming. And somebody got the bright idea because there was a TV there. Hey, we should watch some TV, some pregame. So I conned my son into going over and cranking the TV up, and he did it. And that, even though it was, they couldn't hear it, really, it's something about
it. Mesmerized
them.
Yeah,
it's like a hypnotic machine, and their eyeballs were fixated on it, and it could have been anything on there. And they literally stood inches away from it. Like, it sucked them in. It's amazing. It's amazing, that tool.
It's powerful.
Powerful.
Powerful. Powerful tool.
So, yeah, that was my Sunday.
That's great.
I went to church.
It's out of sight.
Joe had to tell everyone I was an atheist.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I told him, I go, you owe me, man, for dragging me in here. I tried everything to try and not go. I don't feel good. Honey, you know God might smite me in there. I might be smoted. I might be, you know, hit with a lightning bolt right in the forehead. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
Well, yeah, then you'd be dead wrong, John. Dead wrong.
Yeah.
About your atheism. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but somebody out there has disproved atheists.
Really?
A rant. Yeah, he's got a little rant. And he provides an argument why atheists are stupid. Stupid, John.
Just plain old stupid. Stupid ass atheists. Does he?
Mm-hmm.
You're right, he does. That's right. Where is it? Did I put it on here?
I don't know.
What's it called?
Atheist.
Oh, yeah, here it is. God damn it. I can't read, Scott.
Well, I have news for atheists. They're the ones who are deluded. Because God exists. He made the universe. I'm 100% sure of it. How do I know? From the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It says so right there on page one of the book God Himself Says He Wrote. Checkmate. Sorry, atheists.
Checkmate.
There you
Scientists
go.
Scientists believe Enough that said. The Earth is billions of years old because of something called radioactive decay.
Yeah, we don't have to listen. Hey, he's checkmate right there. He doesn't have to say anything
it
else.
It says it on page one.
Right there on page one.
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
Stupid atheists. Oh, that's out of sight.
Yeah, you know, Emma has, my daughter has a lot of questions about God, and she gets a lot of, you know, they talk a lot about it at school, and
yeah.
So she's asking me all these questions, and so I tell her, I say, well, some people believe that this, you know, Jesus was God's son, and he came down, and he died for our sins, only begotten son of God.
But what do you believe, Dad?
Right, and then she asks me what I believe. Well, I don't believe any of that.
What?
And I tell her why. And she's pretty cool with it, and she'll ask me some more questions. But before we go anywhere, especially if I don't know the people really well,
yeah,
I have to pull her aside and say, hey, no telling everybody I'm an atheist.
Why not?
Because
it's fun.
When she gets when she's meeting new people, how she acclimates, is that a word?
Yeah.
Herself with the new group is to tell them something about her dad. And then she feels
Whoa,
more comfortable.
What's wrong with that, man? You big pussy. Huh?
Is that Satan?
Yeah, of course it's Satan.
What's wrong with what? No, I think that's great, but just don't give up that I'm an atheist,
don't
all right?
Be such a goddamn pussy.
First of all,
Christ.
I like to enjoy myself instead of having to explain to brainwashed religious dopes that there is no God.
Hey, that's not funny, man. I make my living off of crazy-ass religious dopes.
Understood.
God, I wouldn't have anything to do.
More power
Give
to
me a
you.
Break. All right, I'll be back later.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I hate when he does that. He enters through the sphincter, and then he just takes over my body. You know? You ever seen The Exorcist?
Yeah, I've seen that. Does your head turn around like 360 degrees?
Not all the time, but when it does, boy, it feels good. You know, gets a little stretch going.
Right. Hey, so John, so last week we had a gig.
Yeah, that's
first
right.
gig of the year, the Beacon Tap.
Rockin' gig,
and
man.
And we wore our Bears uniforms. Yeah. And I can't wait. Next gig, we get to wear our Bears uniforms again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be sweet. That queers.
Yeah, you were stellar, man, at that gig.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, out of sight. I haven't seen a sight of you like
out
that.
Out of sight. And a beat off.
All fucking hammered.
I wasn't that hammered.
Ha! Into the mic every 5 seconds.
I only did that once.
You did not,
when
man.
I wasn't supposed to.
You kept doing it because Rick was like... And then I don't know what he did. He stopped playing towards the end because you were playing some weird... I don't know what you were fucking doing. And he's looking at you, and I just kept playing, and he looks at me like he's not going to play anymore.
What was the song?
Boots Are Made for Walking.
Oh, yeah, Boots. And you I'm were supposed doing that to end
ad.
That, right?
But you're like going do do da do da do 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 do. And we get done, we do 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 do, and we end it, and we go, okay, that's it, good night. And you go, no, what about this? Do 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 do. No, you can't play that. Yeah, I can.
What was I trying to play?
Play Twilight Zone.
All right.
I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I could have pulled it together.
Don't tell me how to do it.
Well, the thing is, I expected to eat at the Beacon because we had talked about the food, and you said they got new management.
See how you turned it on me.
They got new food, and I'm psyched about the food.
It's all your fault.
Hey, you guys want to get some dinner? Oh, no, I don't. I don't eat before a gig.
I didn't say that. I'm
being Rick. This is my Rick invitation. Yeah, I don't eat.
Is he William Shatner?
Gives me the butterflies. Yes.
Don't tell me how to do it.
Yes, please. Don't make me eat before a gig. It sickens me.
Yeah.
Hey, John, you want to split some wings? Oh, no. I had a big lunch. I had a really big lunch.
Well, I had lunch at like 4 o'clock, so it wouldn't be good to eat
but
again.
It went pretty well. We talked to the staff, and the staff said, oh, you guys are great. Usually the bands are in here, and there's maybe 20 people, and 10 of them leave when the band starts playing.
Yeah.
And there's only 10 people left. But again, we made the people stick around.
What about the part where you said, hey, man, want to see me pick up this?
What are you saying,
you
man?
You want to see me pick my nose and eat it? Remember that?
You're killing me, man. Killing me.
Remember that?
I don't remember that. Come on. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
Come on.
So next Saturday, John, we got a huge gig at Eddie's because if we do well, they want us to be the house band.
Yeah,
pretty and
much.
I got a lot of people coming to this gig, John.
Me too.
I don't think I had anybody come to the last one. Did I? Oh, Mr. Schmuel was there.
Oh, we had a shitload. We had people from Holland at that last gig.
All right, right. But me personally, that came because they know me.
Right.
I think Mr. Schmuel showed up.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Right. Mr. Schmuel.
Oh, no, no. Rika was there for a while. Just for a little bit.
I'm like, yeah, that was terrible. And Mr. Schmuel says, you guys were good. And you said, see, Mr. Schmuel thought we were good. Like, that's any indication of how well we were performing.
I thought the first set was good.
The last time he said, You guys got lucky.
You guys got lucky. They usually suck.
I said, honey, how were we? She says, well, you and Rick were good.
Scott was great.
No, you did pretty good in the beginning.
Yeah, I thought the first set went really well.
The third set, the wheels just came right off. I was
they didn't come off in Sternberg fashion, but they did come off. I will agree there.
We'd go into a change of it, like, and then you would come in, like, what? Hello? And then there would be parts where you're supposed to be playing long notes, like, and you're playing staccato. And Rick's looking at me. I'm like, don't look at me. You know,
hey, don't look at me, man.
The hell? I'm trying to play drums here. I'm using all four of my appendages.
That's right. I'm only using two.
But you were bleeding, too, weren't you?
Yeah,
you
was bleeding.
Injured from your...
tetanus. My tetanus injured me. It bled. Oh, and you know, I was thinking, boy, I wonder, would Lori show up to the gig? Or Arrow Wolf? Would they take the drive down?
But no.
Yeah, I guess not. But we got another gig Saturday, John.
That's right.
At Eddie's.
Eddie's, Arlington Heights on Northwest Highway.
Northwest
Highway, across the street from the train station over by there.
I'm looking forward to that one. You know why?
Why?
Because the lovely wife is going to make an appearance.
All right, cool.
And I have some cousins coming in from Michigan.
Right.
And then pretty much a lot of the people at work are coming.
We got to get a shirt for your cousin or something, don't we?
We do? What kind of shirt?
I don't know. A titty shirt, I heard.
What?
That's what she said at the studio.
When they stopped by for practice?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to wear, you know, get me one of your shirts. A real tight one. Real nice titty shirt.
And she said
she
that.
She grabbed both breasts.
Oh, I remember
that.
Juggle
them.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, juggle them, like in the air.
Yeah. All right, then.
I'm just saying.
Who wrote
that
down as an action item, then?
Nobody.
Okay.
We're looking. What did she just say that? Did she say titty shirt? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Are you a Peter Pupper?
I guess so.
Oh, now the Bears will be in the Super Bowl, John.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
last
right.
year at the Super Bowl, we webcasted because Professor Tom, I picked him up from the train station during the Super Bowl.
Was that last year?
We webcasted. Yes. During the Super Bowl. That's how dedicated we were. Yeah, we're not going to do that this time.
We didn't do it from here?
We did it from the studio.
Oh, okay.
Not from here.
Right.
So we didn't even see the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Not this year, though.
Not this year.
So are we going to try to work around that? Are we going to try to pull an ad hoc together?
It's like a long way away.
It's 2 weeks away.
Oh, I'd probably have my roof torn off then.
Oh, we'll be in the studio then.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, John, people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan.
They fail to plan, right?
Okay? That's all I'm saying.
It's the W for you.
That's right.
The chimp.
No, I think he plans to fail. I think he actually plots it out. How could you? Because how could you fail?
Did I tell you my theory is that he is? What did I say? What did I say? My theory was, Scott.
I don't know.
Help me out here.
But
oh,
could you? If you were to plan it, could you fail as miserably as the W? I don't think so.
I don't know.
So he must plan to fail.
Right.
Not fail to plan.
Right.
Right.
Well, I said I thought he, my theory is I think he is Porky Pig.
Oh, right. You did mention that to me today.
Doesn't he sound like Porky Pig?
I don't know. What does Porky Pig sound like?
He sounds like him right there, though, doesn't he? A little bit. What?
Heebity.
Wait, maybe we got something here.
Hamina.
How about this one?
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
I'm telling you.
I think you're right.
Just like him. Listen.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Who's that, the W?
I think so.
I can't tell them apart.
It's really hard. I mean, to tell them apart.
It is. And then he's got the bush pigs, so... You don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
All right, we should we should take it to part
part two.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That's all, folks.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.